Self in the world. Or in the words of Marshall McLuhan, we don't know who discovered water. All we know is it wasn't a fish. Some things are so close that we are closed to them, and some things are so close, for example, less of me and more of him. Okay, which one of us is which? 2. We make a false division between the sacred and the secular. We have trained ourselves to see God when we read the Bible. We hope to see God when we go to church. We count ourselves blessed when we see God through a friend or family member, and we're somewhat surprised to discover that God even shines the divine through nature. We choose to give God an ear in certain situations, selectively choosing when we open our ears so as to hear, and when we open our eyes so as to see. Interestingly, the Bible is the inspired words of God, but the Bible itself says that God spoke creation into existence. Both the Bible and creation are the words of God. When we find that our interpretation of one doesn't jibe with the other, we can be certain that it is our incorrect interpretation of one or the other, or both. Unfortunately, the very privilege of choosing when to be open means we can miss God's presence in much of our experience. In limiting God's voice to certain sanctified media, we betray the dualistic tendencies we've inherited in our Western tradition. We wrongly assume that God speaks in church, but not in the pub, that God speaks in scripture, but not in hip-hop. We live as though one is sacred while the other is secular, one earthly, one divine. Jesus says, there's just one. Life isn't sacred and secular. There is only life. Music isn't sacred and secular. There is only music. Christianity is not about compartmentalization or withdrawal. It is radically and relentless life-encompassing. A spiritual life is not isolated from the rest of life, but totally integrated into it. Religion is not a separate subject or activity among others. You can't separate the secular and the sacred. You can't polarize the sacred and the profane. The doctrine of the incarnation, with its high view of the everyday and the ordinary, won't allow it. 3. We're resurrection phobic. We fear the living God, or as theologian Marian Sawicki puts it, our fear is that a living God is not a God we can live with. God stuck between the pages of our Bible is a controllable God. We always have the option of snapping the book shut. It's the living, breathing Jesus who is dangerous. Here are some manifestations.